Joining me this morning is Ken Curtis. He's the chief engineer for the Dolores Water Conservancy District. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Austin.
So the rumor has been that there is going to be a spill.
It's more than a rumor, Austin. We did start sharing it last Friday. There is enough snow on the ground that we're comfortable that there's excess water and we will be planning a spill.
How do you know that so early?
So we obviously watch the snow numbers, and most of us avid water and or outdoors people watch it all winter. And with the snowpack approaching 200% of daily average back in the end of January, the number I watch is we actually reached over 100% of our average peak snow, which usually hits on April 1st, and therefore it's all on the ground already. With that said, we watched the forecasts, and the real numbers game going on is McPhee Reservoir is 90,000 acre foot down from full, and the two forecasts, the minimum forecast is 300,000 acre feet of inflow, and most probables up closer to 400,000.
That's huge.
So even that minimum inflow is going to fill up McPhee Reservoir and make for some excess.
How much water is going to be coming down in excess?
Well, that's why we're not making a big deal out of it now. We do not run the managed releases at least until April. So depending on how much ultimately comes down, we'll determine the length and size of the spill. So we could start in mid-April, or we could start later in April. So right now, we will get a couple of more forecasts in before we make final decisions, and we will give approximately 4 weeks' notice before the start of the spill on our website, which will be picked up by other boating organizations.
Speaking of boating organizations, why is a spill important, say, for people who aren't rafters or avid outdoors people?
Well, we work with a variety of interests. Boaters, both locally, Dolores River Boating Advocates, and nationally, America Whitewaters, both have interests in the recreational opportunities below the dam. I've heard all sorts of wonderful things. I've personally done it a few times, day runs. But they speak highly of how beautiful and wonderful it is to run the whitewater below Dolores. Having said that, we also work with conservation groups and CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, because we're all interested in fish and other ecological values down below the river. That's been an ongoing conversation for decades. And this excess water provides a lot of scouring flows and other benefits to the fishery and can help the cottonwoods and all sorts of ecology and other needs, as well as the boating public. So everybody's interested in the excess water. It looks to be a lot more assured than last year and the 5 years of drought. So,
and speaking of which, there, the it's only February now, February 2017,
That's
but
correct.
How far in advance can you guys start to predict? Are you starting to think about even next year, 2018?
No, this is early for us. It is based on how much snow we had in January. In other words, that water is on the ground in the snowpack. That's why we're talking about it this early. Because we don't spill until April, the traditional start of the runoff, we generally don't talk that much about the spill until closer into March. But we are letting people know. We will start up our website in early March to give, like I say, close to 4 weeks of heads up. And then depending on how much ultimately comes down, it'll be a moving target right up through the end of May. But it will determine the length and the size of the flows. And what we try and do is give certainty so people can plan trips. And we will be able to give some certainty on a certain quantity for many days. I think we're looking between 30 and 70 days of spill. That's a big target, and that's why we don't want to get too specific now, but we will keep running the models and give better indications as time goes on and we get closer to April.
Ken Curtis with the Dolores Water Conservancy District. Thanks.
You bet. We'll be in touch and keep your boaters informed.
Oh, yeah.